This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
All right, right before we get to the squares, kind of piggybacking off an idea Brian Jackson just fired over. I'll let you off. You got one slice left. You're completely off the hook. This, off the hook for the bet coming up on March 25th. No money exchanged. You don't have to eat that last slice. You just have to wash my car in a Speedo in the parking lot. Real quick.
That's good right there.
Right there is nothing to it. You're off the bet. There's no more bet. You're done eating pizza.
Save $100.
You saved yourself the $100. You saved yourself the agony of losing again. Wash my car in a Speedo.
At least 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, you have to do some time on the car. You know, maybe just a, how about a, just a little once over. Top, bottom, middle, ground. Not like a full soapy, sudsy wash unless you're really feeling it. And we get you out there and you can Speedo up. The whole thing's over. No money. You're done eating pizza.
Do it on a commercial break.
Yeah. That's it.
You know, about three pieces ago, I would have really said...
You got one left.
Yeah, I got one left.
This could be the
pound it.
You're going to hit it. You'd rather do that than stand in the Speedo.
Hit the wall.
Show off this new firm body.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do this piece.
All right.
Now it's pride.
You feeling all right? This is a prideful moment for you?
Yeah. I've never done this before.
You've eaten a whole pizza.
No, I haven't. Not a large. I've never done a large.
Yes, you have. You've done it and you haven't even realized it.
Yeah, probably.
No, you've done it. You've been at parties and like 8 or 9 pieces. Like, man, I've been, I hammed some pizza. You've done it. You don't even know you've eaten a whole pizza before. We've been with you when like we've overordered pizza
and tough one here.
Doubled
this
up on the sides. Piece. Yeah. It's out there. You interested?
That one's not bad.
$100. I mean, you save yourself $100.
Save yourself all of it. The ridicule of losing the bet. The whole, the $100. The everything. Just got to wash my car.
I also could.
In a parking lot.
Get $500 in 2 weeks.
You're not going to do that.
Yeah,
man.
You're.
You were losing before today.
This is a setback, big time.
This is not going your direction.
Handle this.
No, and you're in a downward spiral. This is. It's coming. Somebody's going to offer you another pizza tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, all right. I'm already a little behind. I'll get back on it Monday. You got this week off. You're going to be
going to give it a run,
taking around doing nothing. You can still stay on the diet. It's just all the pressure's off that you got to lose. You know, you've been
just one piece.
All right. Going to beat you in the next one, too.
Quit, Brady. Everybody does.
You should quit.
Just quit.
This is just not in your best interest. You're just going to give me $100 on, and then you're going to be like, should have just taken the deal to wash your car and my panties.
Live and learn, I guess.
All right, well, you're going to live long and keep this up. Eating a whole pizza, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, what a nut job.
Once a week.
It'd be crazy to think of that. All right, well, there you go. Congratulations. I'm proud of you. You did another one. It's just in a Speedo, in the parking lot, scrub a bub.
I mean, it would be nice. I'd be good at it, too.
Yeah. But,
you like taking your shirt off.
Yeah?
Yeah, you think it's funny and it would be good for the Facebook and people would like to watch. You know, you get down. All you got to do, armor all the tires. And give it a once-over with kind of a moist towel and then dry it. That's all I'm asking. That's it.
It's a nice little workout.
Yeah, and you're out in the sun. You get to be outside.
You start to tan.
Yeah, maybe get a little base going for the summer months that are coming up.
It's tempting.
Or one pizza, and you got 2 more weeks of – now you really have to turn it on. This next week, it's awful for you.
So you're saying basically I do this, then whole thing's off.
We're done. We're done.
It's a
good deal. You can have a cheat pizza next week if you feel like it. There's no pressure anymore. Nobody's going to have to know how stringent you are. I'm keeping track of your weight right now. I'm all over you. I'm all over you. Just all over you. And by the way, you're welcome. I've been a good coach. It's been good for you.
Yeah, you've
What
been
are
great.
You up, 3, 4
Let's
pounds?
Pick this out. Let's not give it up,
I'm about 3 pounds up right now. I'll weigh in today at 190. That's another 7 off. And at my scale at home, I'm about 188. So that'll be 21 pounds for me. You're about 18. Yeah. After today, you're about 14.
Yeah, you're going to be doubling up.
You're going to feel horrible. I got like a 6-pound lead on you. And the willpower of a stone.
In it to win it, Bob.
All right. There you go. This would have been a simple walk.
We won't tell your daughter. It's all right.
Just throw another 100 on the pile. Throw another 100 on the pile.
We won't tell her.
Yeah, that would never happen. She would never find out.
I won't tell her.
I'm gonna tell her that you gave up.
I'm not worried about it. You can tell her.
I don't care
her.
About the quitting.
Yeah. I don't care about that either. I want to.
I'm not looking down on you for quitting. This isn't quitting. You'd be fulfilling You'd be fulfilling your obligations. It's not quitting.
It's an alternative ending.
It's an alternative ending. That's right.
That's right. A good way to look
it's
at
it. It's a pick your own ending. It's Dragon's Quest or whatever, Dragon's Lair or whatever that stupid game was. Huh? Just wipe my car off and your panties.
I'm going to finish and battle on.
All right. It's dumb. All right, then. I'm going to be at birth weight. You're going to give me a check for $100 and be like, I should have just quit back in early March. But enjoy yourselves. It's time now. Dumb. For the Guadalupe Squares, for NASCAR tickets. Here's your host of the Guadalupe Squares, Mr. Creepy Bergeron Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, he's going to be talking with Kim Jong-un. It's
right.
President Trump.
Going to be talking with Kim Jong-un very shortly. We're going to have a great talk. I'm sure we're going to solve most of the world's problems. Maybe even team up and blow up South Korea. I've gotten a little bit pushy about making me go to meetings. I never had a South Korean boss before, and
wow.
I don't like this at all.
That's a switch.
We're going to have a big Oriental summit. We're going to gather all the big Orientals. We're going to get them in a room. We're going to be really nice. The slants, the zips,
I don't think
the
you
flat
say
faces.
No, oh, you stop now.
The ones that eat fortune cookies, they love me. Look, let's be honest. I'm one of the greatest leaders in the world. They look up to me. They need America. They need America more than we need them. That's the facts. So we're going to get over there, and all the yellows are going to meet with me. We're going to have a big Oriental meeting, a big hodgepodge, one of their soups, just pouring a bunch in, not knowing what comes out, and then hopefully a nuclear deal. And by the way, Brady, yesterday I gave a speech where I told a man his father's looking down on him. I'm sure your father is looking down on you as well today. Even if he's still alive, they'd be more proud of you.
Top fantastic. Middle square. He loves white safeties. It's Deion Sanders, everyone.
You said that. I did not say that.
Well, you said you something
can't
like
say that.
That.
You can't say that. That's
what did you say?
Prime time. Don't say that. I said that boy can run.
Did you see that, Deion?
Oh, man. He's a flash.
Have you seen that often?
That boy, you don't see that. You don't see that.
See what?
I'm not saying, but that boy that wasn't supposed to run could run.
Guys run that fast all the time.
A guy that tall.
No. What I'm saying is, take the word Asian, add the word caulk.
Yeah.
However you
Asian
choose to
caulk.
Do it. Asian caulk can't run. Asian caulk can't run. That boy could run. I'm not saying, but black people are faster. That boy is faster.
Top right square. Could there be a gay Star Wars? Darth Vader's here to discuss.
Hey.
What's up, Darth?
Sup, player.
Wait
welcome to my star base.
Man, your cape looks fabulous.
Well, I just had it re-bedazzled.
You're different.
What are you talking
about?
You? Star Wars is not different. It's diverse. Hey, Star Wars.
You're the bad guy, though. You're supposed to be, like, big
ooh,
and scary.
Yeah, I'm bad guy, all right. And any more insubordinates out of you, and you'll get a swift spanking. Mmm. You want to see my exploding lightsaber?
Why is it white?
Mmm. Let me wipe it off. Yes. Yeah.
Did you watch Brady eat that pizza, Darth?
I did.
That was crazy.
There's nothing better than watching Brady shove meat in his mouth. Star Wars, meat in your mouth. Episode 10. In theaters soon. Sticky ones. I can't wait for the gay tauntauns.
Oh, no.
You don't have to cut them open to sleep inside. Yeah. Yeah.
Middle left square.
I'm Darth Gaydar.
All right.
My mind's going off.
We get it.
What? What do you get?
You're
how gay
homosexual.
I am.
You're blowing my mind.
I'm blowing more than that.
You've gone a little Johnny Weir on us.
Ooh. You notice my helmet has a bow on it?
I did.
It's adorbs. I look like a shih tzu. A big, giant metal shih tzu.
Do you have to find another Sith to hook up with?
Look, the way Hollywood works now, nobody likes women anymore. We all have to puff Peters to get work.
You're so anal about ruling the
world. Ooh, my favorite way to be, anal. And I am anal about ruling this bitch. Who runs the world? Vader does. Who runs it?
Middle left square.
I'm every Vader.
All right.
Sorry.
Wrinkle in Time is coming out this weekend, so we have a reviewer here.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse is here to review.
Wow, wee. Hey.
Hey, Mickey.
How you doing?
You got a big premiere this weekend.
I got a big what?
A premiere.
Oh, yeah.
You have a big premiere.
Well, for my size, thanks. Big premiere for Disney this weekend, and I'm a little bit old school, you know? I come from a different time for movies. What the f- is this Oprah preachy bull doing on the Disney logo?
I don't think you should cuss.
I don't need Oprah preaching about me on flowers and fairies.
Did Minnie like it?
Why, that's something Bluth used to do. Minnie hated it. And if she liked it, she didn't tell me, or she'd have gotten three across the face. Huh?
Three. Oh, I get it. You got three
I've
fingers.
I've only got three fingers to hit her with. Uh-huh. Don't see a wrinkle in time unless you want Oprah to try to make up your mind for you. Next thing you know, all of our features will have homos in them, right?
Oh, no.
I haven't been around, but we finally conquered that Jew thing. Now we got gays floating all over. What the f- happened?
We need a more modern Mickey, I
Why,
think.
I missed my bold buddy Walt. He hated out loud, and he drew great characters that live forever, like Donald Duck without pants. He's the closest thing to a poof we've got. Is that what you folks want to see?
No.
Donald Duck taking one right in the old...
No.
Duck feathers?
No. All right, we got to...
You want to watch him get butt-ducked?
The middle square.
We should do an all-black cast, you know, and call it A Wrinkle in Crime.
Good
I'm
one,
from
Mickey.
A different time.
In the middle square, it's pizza-loving Brady Bogan in the middle. You're not looking too good, Brady.
But I'm feeling great.
What are you doing? Are you delirious?
I'm in heaven.
Heaven?
Heaven.
Why is there an echo?
Oh, because there's two of me now. I ate so much pizza, I blew up into a double.
In my belly.
Oh, my belly's talking. How'd you enjoy them apples?
No more, please.
More.
You seem a lot nicer now. I think you were hangry before.
I might have been a little hangry over the last few weeks, dropping all this... Wait, that people keep calling unnecessary. What do doctors know anyway?
Yeah, you're like a pillow.
Yeah, I'm
very
like
soft.
A big cushy pillow that you can lay on. And I'll fart every once in a while, but you'll get over it. Oh, that pizza hit the spot. Let the downward spiral begin.
Middle right square. He's in town to hang with his old buddy Brady Bogan in broadcasting baseball.
I gotta tell you.
It's Tom Brenneman.
I've seen it before. Back in college. Brady, finish this pie for me. Then days and days of gorging and snacking. It's the ugliest thing I've ever
Why
seen.
Why didn't you have an intervention?
We tried. He ate Studley's hand when he put his finger in his face. College was tough for all of us.
Man.
Most kids develop a mild cocaine and alcohol problem. Brady ate the pizza box. It's like a gorilla with a banana. He just eats the peel. Pizza is his fire water. How about them Reds?
Yeah. How about them?
How you want them? How about them? You can have them.
Fired up? Come
boy,
on.
Boy, oh boy.
Big season.
I tell you what, I don't want much to do with baseball anymore because football's better. But I got to sit through 81 Red games a year. Who's got the molly? I need to hallucinate something better.
You got that Joey Votto. Come on.
Yep. What is he, 104? It's great. He could hit 9 home runs a game and still not match the ERA of Red starters.
Just start pounding the Hudepol.
What's that? Oh, the beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a mild thing I do now, Brady. As the Reds announcer, if you don't have hallucinogenics and something to put you out at night, you'll kill yourself. Go Indians.
Bottom left square. It's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yeah, how you pussies doing?
Oh, man.
I'm an actor. I'm 78 years old.
Impressive.
I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I've counted to infinity.
Oh, really?
Twice.
Oh, man.
The boogeyman checks under his bed before he goes to sleep.
I gotcha.
I've already been to Mars. That's why there's no life on it.
The boogeyman actually checks for you under his bed. He just doesn't check under
his bed. Under his bed.
That's right.
For himself?
For you.
Yeah, for you.
Go on.
You understand what I'm saying.
Well, it took a little bit.
Hey,
you're 77.
I can blow bubbles with beef jerky.
That's pretty cool. I'd pay to watch that.
Bottom middle square. Another badass. There's a new Sopranos coming out. I think he'll be much younger, though. James Gandolfini.
That's right. Well, I'm not going to be in it at all because, of course, my heart exploded a while ago. But
how's it doing?
It's not good. You know, there's no recovery time.
We can find somebody that looks like
pizza.
You.
I'd like some pizza. What's it going to do now? What, going to blow up my second heart? What are you busting my balls for? All I want is a pie. We're going to do Little Sopranos.
I got a piece for you.
I'll be back in the second grade. I'm going to be slapping some ladies around, making my ways, you know, My Gumar on the side. Carmilla's in the third grade. We're a little different.
Who's going to play you, like Tom Holland or somebody?
Got to get some fat kid.
Oh, a fat kid.
Mm. We're going to let Brady do it, but it doesn't look like he's going to last to the day.
He'll be joining you soon.
So get a little Christopher, and we'll have, I don't know. Who's a little fat kid we could use?
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill would be good. We'll get Jonah Hill to play me. What the? Now, I'm not even cussing, and I still beat myself.
Bottom right square. It's our boss, Trip Reeb, in the bottom right.
Bring on the vacation, no Eric, for 5 days. Star Wars has gays. Yeah. Well,
that's a good rhyme.
It's all coming around.
Oh, finally coming to roost. 1 week of no Eric. You guys are still coming in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You just told him it's vacation week.
Right.
We're going to have a time of our lives drinking and dancing.
I'll take it.
No, yeah, you do that. Take all the time you want. Let me give you all the time in the world. See, what I did was fire Eric with a big fat smile.
You're turning me into Milton? What the hell?
Yeah, why don't you? Do you know where the basement is? Dig one.
I haven't seen it.
Get in it, and we'll come meet in 10 minutes. Hey, Eric, why don't you go to the beach for your vacation?
The beach, yeah,
you know
that's
what's
good.
Fun to do at the beach?
What's that?
Big sand tunnels.
You I love the beach.
Oh, my God. You should
see how far I could go?
Get down into a sand tunnel.
That's a good idea.
And the cool thing is
close to the water.
Yeah, real close. Real close.
I'll just keep digging and digging.
Just keep digging. See how deep you can see if you can break the record. What's going to happen?
Are made.
By the way, sand tunnels aren't safe. Eric's stupid. Get him in a sand tunnel and it'll collapse when the tide's
out.
Yeah. You know, you've been stuck.
It's happened.
Yeah, you've been harpooned on a beach.
Several times.
Sorry. I didn't mean it. You looked sick.
That's why I don't like him.
Never seen a whale eat pizza before. Anyway, yeah. Have fun on your vacation, Eric, and the show. Not the show.
All right, we got Andy and Zanha on the line.
Cool.
I think that's how you say her name. I didn't answer the phone.
Zanha, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Zandra.
Not even close.
Zandra. He wrote it with a J.
Zanja. Do you mind me call you Zanja?
Hello, Zanja.
Hola, Zanja. All right, and Andy, that's easier, right?
I like Andy.
Andy, are you there? Andy?
Did we lose Andy?
Andy?
Andy? I'm here.
What are you doing? Why'd you do that?
Sorry. I had you on mute for a second.
Jackass. All right.
Zandra, you're up. Pick a square.
Zandra, pick one.
We'll do middle square.
Middle square's Pizza Love and Brady.
How much do you like pizza, Zanja?
Zandra.
What? You're a real conversationalist. You're fun to talk to. I had more interaction with the pie.
That's my right name,
What? Oh, you thought that I meant someone else when I said Zanja? That was just too coincidental?
Yeah, that's on me.
It's you, Zandy. Hey.
That works too.
Yeah.
Don Shoot. When she changes her name every time she talks? Anyway, I'm done talking to you. No tikka masala on my pizza, please.
Are you going to keep up with your bet, Brady? Are you going to, tomorrow
man.
Just eat, like, roots and stews and stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to try to just
roots and stews.
I'm snack
like
on grass. Eat some chlorophyll.
Back to the diet, huh?
Tell you what, yeah, I got to get back on that diet.
You think you can catch John?
No.
No problem.
That guy's crazy. He'll have bones removed to lose weight. I'm not beating him in that, but I gotta hang on to that $100 as long as I can.
Okay.
You never know what that investment might make me a couple more dollars. Yeah.
All right. Here's your question, Brady. True or false? John Wayne's real name was Marion Morrison. Is that true or false?
That's a dumber name than Zanja.
Zandra.
No, she's got a great name. If your name was Zanja, that would be stupid. Marion Morrison. John Wayne's name isn't girly like that.
So you're saying false?
No, that's not true.
All right, he says false. You agree or disagree?
Agree.
Shouldn't have done that. It was true.
Oh,
gets a square. Andy, you're up. Pick a square.
I'll pick Deion Sanders, please.
Top middle square.
I bet that boy is fast.
Who, Andy?
How fast can you run, boy?
I dog. I don't run.
You don't run, but you can run.
Did you see him pick?
What?
He picked you, man.
He picked
so
me.
Fast.
What? I don't like pick.
Do you think Andy's
people
white?
People don't like hearing that.
You think Andy's white or black? What do you think, Dan?
I don't want to think about pick-picking.
He's great with ropes.
I don't want to know nothing about that. We don't talk about that, but that boy could run, run. Run, run. I saw a Mexican kid. He could jump, jump.
Mexican?
Like a little bean.
Really?
We don't talk about it.
Shouldn't say that either.
You're going to get drafted by the Falcons. You're going to run, run for them. You know what Ray does? Ray Lewis?
What's that?
Kill, kill. I've seen that man kill, kill.
Stay away from him.
Ben Roethlisberger? He's a rapist.
All right, here's your question,
that
Dan.
That boy can rape, rape.
True or false, a circle is actually 365 degrees.
Circle? Look, you treat me like a dummy. Why? I've touched a circle. It's room temperature. You an idiot for asking me that. You ever touch a circle? Baseball's our circle. I played baseball.
That's right.
If I'd ever picked up a baseball 365 degrees, I'd burn my head off.
He's a dum-dum.
What a dum-dum. You know what you are? You is dum-dum. That boy is dum-dum. I've seen somebody eat in this room. Let me tell you which one it is. I'm not going to say which one. It's a little portly. He could eat, eat. 21st and prime. Rib. 365 degrees circle. That's crazy. Your hands would burn.
All right. He says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I have to agree with that.
That's right. It is false.
Yeah, it's false. And you know what I can do? I can...
O gets a square.
Just ask your wife.
Xandra, you can take James Gandolfini for the block.
Let's get this over with. All right. She chooses me. She's gone mute. And you know, why even call if you're not going to say anything on the phone? Why are you freezing up on that?
I'm still here.
Why didn't you pick a square? I don't understand.
By the middle.
Perfect.
Oh, boy.
Great job. That's still me. Yeah.
Thanks for playing, Xandra. You're doing great.
That girl has strategy.
I agree with whatever his name is up there. I'm sure it starts with a D
don't
and an apostrophe.
Say it. All right. Here's your question, James. True or false, a cello has six strings.
Cello has what?
Six strings.
Never had cello before. I don't like fruit.
No, cello.
Oh.
The instrument.
Six strings?
You ever play a cello?
Never played a cello.
I buried a guy in a cello.
I once buried someone in something similar to a cello. Brady, you're shaped a little like a cello. I've hit a guy in the head with a cello.
Yeah?
I didn't count the strings.
That's a waste of a perfectly good cello.
Christopher, go kill that guy with a cello. It wasn't easy. Just have to say, geez, I don't know why you gotta bust my balls. I'm the boss of this family. Someone else should do the cello work. Carmella, give me a cello.
I'll kill somebody.
Here's the deal. I'm in a bunch of squares. Some of them are charcoal briquettes. I'm not real comfortable.
You can't say that.
I just did. Okay. I got a mouse. She's taking a dump in his square next to me. I got Chuck Norris who's threatening me the whole time. Some crazy bald guy who hates you. I don't know anything about a cello. What do I know from a cello? You know what the answer to this question is? Go f*** yourself.
All right. Well, he says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right. It is false. X gets a
square. What do you got?
Four strings.
Who knows what from what. Only homos play cellos anyway.
The whispering worked against Andy there. Andy, you're up. Pick a square.
Can I get Darth Vader, please?
Darth Vader?
Vader!
All right. Top right.
Darth Vader.
A very special Darth Vader.
Yes, they're going to make Star Wars gay. I cannot wait for Finn to slowly slip it into Poe Dameron. And I'll be in the audience going, oh, Dameron! Damn!
Do you watch in your suit, the whole suit?
I can't get out of it or I'll suffocate, dummy. It's my breathing apparatus.
I don't know if that bubble you have, maybe there's a
TV. You don't like my suit? You don't like my suit? What do you know about fashion? You're a straighty McStraights a lot.
Ooh, good one.
You should. It's a great one. Look, sister, you're breathing awful hard.
Oh, you are.
Oh, that is me. Sorry, never mind. Let's get to my question. I've got a brunch to get to.
True or false, Chris Columbus invented the hovercraft.
Chris Columbus? The director of Home Alone? Or no, that was Mrs. Doubtfire. Christopher Columbus invented the hover round?
Hovercraft.
The one who, the 1492 guy?
I don't know.
The guy from
a
galaxy.
The guy named Chris Columbus.
Far, far away.
Invented the hovercraft. True or false?
The Dago what discovered the Virgin Islands?
The Pinta?
If he invented it, we'd still have it.
Well, this is a conundrum. It seems too far-fetched to be true, but those are the ones I like most. I'll say it's true.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
That's right, it is false. I'll get square.
Of course.
All right, Xandra, you're in trouble.
Me.
I did trick you. Xandra, you can take President Trump for the block or Brady's secret square for the block.
I'll go with Brady.
All right. Bottom left.
All right.
Brady's secret square.
I'm an actor. I was Walker, Texas Ranger.
Any ideas?
My tears cure cancer.
Oh, that's nice. Do you know who that is?
Chuck Norris.
Yes.
That's correct. She sounds like when I do the girl.
I know. X gets square. All right, Andy, you can win with President Trump.
Let's just do this.
Let's go, Mr. President.
Okay.
All right.
It's done, done, and done. We're going to make it happen. Let's make this a thing. True.
I haven't asked the question.
I already know the answer.
All right. True
I've
or false?
I've invented time travel. I'm going back in time to fix Korea to be one Korea. It's going to be 1950 all over again if I have my way. Go ahead.
You're going to get his nukes, too?
Yeah, we're going to steal them. It's a big plan. We're going to go over there, and while I'm talking to him, Pence is going to wheel them out, and we're going to shoot them over to Alaska. We'll get them right out of there.
Nice.
So we denuclearized you, Uniun.
True or false, there are six human blood groups. Is that true or false?
I'll say, do you speak Spanish, Kim? And he'll say, no. And I'll say, well, let me teach you one word, un. And it's not your name. It's Spanish for how many missiles you have left. One. Is that right? Is that Spanish, un?
I don't think so.
Uno.
Uno, yeah.
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
I don't speak much Mexican. I don't like them. What?
What?
The question was, how many human blood groups have I tasted?
No, there are six human blood groups. Why are you drinking blood?
Well, I had to test my blood work after Stormy and I had a night out, and I wanted to make sure it was still flowing. It was a little bit sandy, I'm not going to lie. My blood came back blue.
Why is there a line of first graders out the door? What is that about?
I don't know. No sudden movements. This could be a trick. Oh, they're not first graders, Eric. That's the North Korean consulate. They're just very small people.
Sorry.
That was rude.
Got mixed up.
You shouldn't say Koreans are little tiny bitty people.
There are six.
Even though they are, we got to stay on their good side. They dig tunnels. They make shoes.
There's
We're trying
so
to get a whole
of
new group. Yes, if we can get North Korea on board, we can have Nikes for $4.
As long as you're not sucking their blood, I'm okay. There are six
okay,
human
Okay, I'll stop
blood
doing
groups.
That too then. Six human blood groups. One, AIDS. Two, Charlie Sheen. Three, me. And then the rest are just boring normal people.
I think you're missing it. It's supposed to be like A positive, stuff like that.
I'm going
to
put tariffs on Kim Jong-un's cheese.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of
it's
money.
It's going to be a ton of money for America. We're going to have a great American product. The cheese will go over with a huge tariff.
Come on. This is important. This is it. It's down to you, President.
Six human blood groups and two subhuman blood groups called Mexicans and Canadians. They're going to get tariffed. Tariffs on their fake blood.
Just say true or false.
I think it's fake news. There's one blood group, humanity.
All right, he says false.
We all have blood.
He says false.
It's an essential life force.
Do you agree or disagree, Andy?
I agree it's false.
That's right, it is false. Andy wins. Andy
I'm going to make a hemoglobin pact with Stormy Daniels. I'm going to shoot hemoglobin into her face.
That's a good pact.
It's a good pact. Packed it right in there once before. I'll pact it in there again.
Brady's got to finish that piece. He's got 2 minutes.
It's true. Get out of here. There you go. All right,
better hurry up, Brady.
Let's go. Brady's got one slice of pie left. He could have gotten out of this thing just for wiping my car down.
It's 9:58. Take it down.
1 minute and 5 seconds to go.
Yeah,
fold
hurry.
It up. Fold it up and shove it in.
Get it in there.
That's what I told Stormy.
Or a whole pie. Next time we see you.
No, it just has to. He'd just have to polish off one piece next time. But he's got.
I think a whole pie.
He's got this. It would have been nice. While Brady polishes off that pie, don't forget you can buy tickets right now for Avenged Sevenfold, Prophets of Rage, and 3 Days Grace. They're going on sale. Ticketmaster.com. Check it out at 98kupd.com. And while you're there, go to the Sanderson Ford concert calendar and see all of the concerts coming to town very, very soon. Brady, well done. I gotta hand it to you. You had plenty of options to get out, and I thought they were all better. You wanted that pizza more than you wanted out of this bet. Want to go grab a Sunday?
Yeah.
Let's do it. We're all done. We're going to take next week off because we've got spring plans. All of us. Got to do some cleaning.
And I can't eat all next week.
Yeah, you're done. You're done for the weekend.
You think you could beat John still?
You honestly have that in your head?
You
do? What's the strategy from here on out? Liposuction?
No, we're not allowed to do that.
You cut off your foot?
Get on that arm 3.
Yeah.
You're not going to zoom past me, though. I'm on it.
I know. Mm. I got a little more room.
No, yeah, but you,
I got more to lose.
And that should have come off faster, and I was still beating you. Now you've got a full pizza and a really bad attitude. All right.
That's what it takes.
Back to Hangry Brady.
That's right. That's it. Well, at least you're going to be happy for the weekend. Ronnie doesn't have to work 14-hour days to avoid your hangriness.
No, she left.
She's done? You left?
Yeah. She left
you? Bring that up to us.
Well, she just texted me.
Wow. I didn't know that, Brady. I'm sorry. You seem to be quite well. You're really better adjusted than I expected.
You're an emotional eater. That's what's going on.
You know.
I didn't expect you to break the news that way.
Yeah, well.
It was abrupt.
She'll be back.
Yeah, they all come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gravity.
Milkies.
It happens. You feed them. They never leave. It's 10:01. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a great week, and we'll see you in a little while in the morning segment. So long!
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.